Now, broadcasting on StarWorldwideNetworks.com. It's time for Dr. Rademacher's Prescription for Transformation. Let's tap into your own authentic genius and live the life you desire. Join Dr. Rademacher for an enlightened conversation about our brain intelligence, our body intelligence, and our energy intelligence. And now, here's your host, Dr. Bart Rademacher.
I'm Dr. Bart Rademacher, and this is Prescription for Your Transformation. Real people, real conversations, and real success. And absolutely tapping into that authentic genius in the form of our brain intelligence, our body intelligence, as well as our energy intelligence. Understanding that, you know, this living in this universe, nothing happens by random. We just have to understand the actual intelligence that will help us reveal what it is that needs to be revealed to us so that actually we can live the life that we desire. And think about it for a moment, right? What is that life that we desire? Well, you know, it's all the successes and the fulfillment and the enjoyment. But guess what? The lack of pain is part of that too, and something that we don't exactly acknowledge for ourselves. And for a reason, because we're taught that pain is inevitable, which actually it is, but it's not a pain that has to stay with us forever. And we can heal that pain. And so, you know, my exciting journey, you know, has brought me to many, many different countries as a medical professional, trained for 17 years and in practice for a really long time. I've really come to appreciate the other side of healing outside of just pure medicine. Because quite frankly, as a doctor, I find that perhaps the power is so much more there and within than what we do as doctors. And I'm not saying anything that is foreign to many people, but it's something that many people are unwilling to admit. And so for today, talking to Shara Ogden, looking at her new book, we're going to talk a little bit about that at the end of this, but she has done an incredible job to help us tap into our intelligence of our body to heal ourselves from within. So Shara, thank you so much. I'm really excited to be talking to you today, as you can tell, right?
Yes.
Because you speak my lingo. And so let's talk about something that I talk a lot about in regenerative medicine, but that's the root cause. And so tell me your perspective, your experience. You've got tons of experience. I mean, as an occupational therapist, as a life coach, and then I'm going to try to say this correctly, but it's a Feldenkrais practitioner, as well as a reverend. I mean, such an extensive background allows you, gives you the earn, you've earned the rights to speak at depth about this.
Thank you, Bart. Yeah, well, I'll just start by saying one of my main inspirations around writing this book was I was working with people, I've been working with people with pain for 25 years as an occupational therapist. However, when I switched to coaching, I would do sessions on people and do sessions where I help them to change their beliefs. I help them to switch their inner ecology, help them to heal ancestral patterns, and their pain would go away. Literally now I'm doing most all of my sessions on Zoom. They used to be in person. The results are the same. Like, for instance, I have one client I've been working with and she has Lyme's disease. She's had it for 20 years and on and off pretty consistent pain in her leg. And every day, every time after I do a session, I say, well, how's your pain now? And it's almost like, what pain, you know? And maybe it's a one or a two on the scale from 0 to 10, but pretty much after I do my sessions, and I do a whole variety of sessions. So some of my work is clairvoyant readings. So energy clearing, where they just receive the healing energy. And I've rarely worked with a client whose pain hasn't gone away after one of my sessions. And so then I started to look deeper. Well, wait a second. What is really at the root of all of these pain things, like whether it's Lyme disease or chronic fatigue? And there was consistent patterns I started to find that were at the root of all of them. So, and also I have what's called clairaudience, where I hear voices. We all have it. We're just less attuned. Some of us are more attuned to it. You know, we hear the voice of our mother, we hear the voice of, you know. So anyways, when I'm doing sessions, I hear these voices and the voice will say something like, I don't love myself, or get out of here, you know? And like, it's really funny. I was a hand therapist, so I worked with people with arm injuries. So I worked with lots of tennis elbow, for instance, you know, and, you know, you put the tennis elbow band on 2 inches below the, you know, external wad here. And then I started to work with people, and usually, of course, people wouldn't come to me for work for because of a tennis elbow. They would come to me because of life purpose and love and all those things. And then I always ask, do you have any physical ailments? And what I started to find with tennis elbow, it was this energy of getting away from me, get away from me. So after doing about 4 readings, it was still this like pushing away energy. And we could just use the example of tennis elbow because I'm talking about it. Those are not very dramatic people. So if you just say like, what are you pushing away? That person will have to go really, really deep into figuring out what it is they're pushing away. Maybe it's a pattern they had with their mother when they were younger, or maybe they just hate their job, yet there's this resonant field, energetic field around them. You know, they may be in relationship. They're not like people who are necessarily out of relationship, yet there's something that they're pushing away.
You know, it's wonderful that, you know, someone like yourself is really talking about this, because it's the magic of unlocking the wisdom, you know, from within. I mean, as the title of your book, you know, unlocking the body's wisdom, accessing your healing power from within, because truly that's where the answers, you know, lie. You know, I think from the perspective of how we're born into this world, you know, and let's just take the premise of it's a perfect body. Okay. Mm-hmm. And as long as the pregnancies were fine and everything else, I mean, you're born perfect. And what then happens is that you're exposed to the world around yourself. And it's that exposure that then affects the genetic, you know, expression within that then delivers all the problems that we have in life. You know, so, you know, if we have the perfect sort of input, you know, from the world around us, I mean, perhaps our bodies would remain perfect forever. And so what's interesting, what you're talking about, and stuff that's very seldom addressed, is there is a root cause of pain. And, you know, that comes, you know, as you pointed out, it's our emotions. And you know, medical conditions are based on emotion, and also it's psychosomatic, as much as people don't want to admit that. And so by doing the kind of work that you get to do, and bringing into awareness, at least addressing it in the unconscious mind, even perhaps, that you help people lose, you know, whatever is causing them the pain. Would that be right?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I help them to break through whatever it is that's causing that. But, you know, one of the other main points of my book is that there's a reason for pain. Okay. It didn't just happen by accident. There's some reason that our souls are put onto this planet to learn particular lessons. So maybe we came in with a throat, what developed into a throat cancer or strep or frequent throat tightness, you know, that would be something around expression. So this is a good example of someone who's on the life path to actually learn how to fully become expressed.
Right.
And actually, this is probably similar to my story. I'm sure, looking back, my throat was, I mean, it never had a diagnosis of ailment, but definitely my throat was small. And I definitely walked around with tightness in my throat and the shame posture, you know?
Right.
And so then when you get to the other side of it, then boom, then your posture changes. And as your posture changes, so does your trajectory, basically what you're here to do.
Yeah. And that's another part that oftentimes confuses people, because we mean, you know, my ancestors are affecting me. Well, yeah, they are. And to understand that, I mean, when you think about it, I mean, we're energy beings, and that energy comes from somewhere. It's not just something that magically shows up and now you're a physical being. And so that's what is important. And so, tell us some more about your approach in addressing that root cause. I mean, some of perhaps your experiences with that, some of the great breakthroughs, because again, you know, I think for so many people, they just rely so much on what the media tells them, you know, what their doctors tell them, and you got to do this. And, you know, all the marketing, you know, titans in the pharmaceutical industry are telling you, look, You know, get used to the fact that you're going to have gastritis, so you might as well, you know, take an antacid. Well, you have a different solution.
Yeah, yeah. And at the same time, I'm definitely refraining from saying avoid going to the medical, because I come from a family of physicians and coming from the medical establishment myself, there's lots of validity there. So it's not one or the other. It's a more proponent for doing both. And so I have a multifaceted approach to when people come to me, especially being a Feldenkrais practitioner, but during the time of coronavirus, I'm no longer doing that. But I have lots of actually free videos on YouTube, both for Feldenkrais and energy healing. So two different categories, but the Feldenkrais you could actually do on your own. And that's why I created these videos, to help people to get out of pain and feel more aligned and balanced in their body. So you could address it from the physical, or you could address it from the psychosocial. So I work as an intuitive coach. What does that mean? Well, I don't have a cookie cutter way that I work. I work with each person's needs individually. I do a combination of psychic readings and a combination of general coaching. With everyone I work with, I want to find the root belief. What's blocking them? You know, I ask myself, what is blocking this person from living the life that they want? Now, in the past, for a good part of my career, I worked solely with people with physical pain. That's no longer the case. Now my clientele is more women in their 30s to 50s who are on the path and wanting to excel and they're spiritual or find love and really step into their purpose and live it fully. Okay. Right. Now, along with that often becomes physical ailments. So it kind of goes one and the same. And in my book, even though it talks a lot about physical ailments, it's not just for people with physical ailments. It's for people like you and me who actually we just want to go on that spiritual track one step further and learn a new perspective on what's going to help us to live our most aligned and balanced and purposeful life.
So with that,
yeah,
you know, the idea of understanding how emotion affects us. And so the way that I will interpret it, and for other people that might be new to this kind of concept, essentially what happens is that, you know, all of our memories are stored within us,
yes,
as well as our emotions.
Yes.
And what happens then is that, let's say, any kind of traumatic experience, and guess what? We all have them,
yes,
most of which we've probably forgotten, or we,
yes,
bury deep in our unconscious.
Yes.
And then what happens is that that's tied up with that emotion. And then in one form or another, you know, if that emotion, you know, chooses to bubble up, if you will, you know, we want to repress it because, in our opinion, it's perhaps socially unacceptable. But the problem is that there's energy with that.
Yes.
And so that energy has to go somewhere. And then it goes to physical ailment.
Absolutely, absolutely. There's a section of my book where I talk about parts. And I talk about after trauma, what happens is, and this is for everybody, certain parts of us segment. You know, there's a part that runs and hides and is scared and shy. And maybe it's around social anxiety when you go to school. And then there's that part that contracts. And this is where you lose your belief in yourself. You lose your self-esteem. And along with that is a whole bunch of emotions and beliefs and thoughts that come along with it. So as we go through life, first of all, when we want to accomplish things, our job or career or life, we need to have some sort of integration between these parts of ourselves. Otherwise, there's going to be parts competing and it's going to create conflict. This is the main reason why people don't achieve what they want, is because there's a part that's saying, go forward. And there's a part that's saying, I can't, I need to stay small and hide, you know?
Right.
So this is kind of a little bit about what you're talking about how we hold the emotions. Yeah, it's a little bit of a different topic. A whole bunch of my book, I talk about how switching topics here a little bit, how emotions reside in our body. Do you want to talk about that, the physiological states of emotion, or not yet?
Yeah, just briefly, because our time's almost up, and I want to talk a little bit more about your book. So you got about 1 minute to share.
Okay. Well, all of our emotional states, all of our beliefs, have a physiological state in our body. I mapped out a whole bunch of things like shame, anxiety pattern. So I could basically just look at someone and see what's going on inside of them, their beliefs, their physiology. I mean, I could instantly do a reading on a person just by the way they move. And as a healer doing this work for a long time, I know just how to touch them as well to help them to come out of that, especially when we've been thinking and believing things for a long time. Okay. And then this will, of course, create the circumstances that are attracted their way. So I'll just leave it at that.
That is awesome. And here's the truth. And then for many out there, this is, oh my gosh, that's kind of scary. I mean, this person can read me, all this kind of stuff. I mean, what if something's wrong? Well, that's the whole point, is to find out what might be out of balance within us, so that you can have a person that's really coming truly from the heart, as I recognize you, truly coming from the heart with so much passion to help people overcome these blocks so they can blossom and be everything that you want. I mean, that's such a beautiful thing that you're doing, Shara. You know, and I sensed it right away again, you know, when I opened your book and saw this wonderful, list of things that you're doing, that you're writing about in this, in your book. So just briefly tell us once again about your book, the name of the book, and some of the chapters in it.
Great. Okay. So the book is Unlocking Your Healing Powers Within. It's divided into 5 sections. One of the sections is on ancestral healing, which there will be another podcast about. One of the main part of the book, I'd say about half the book, is where I listed out all the diagnoses, the possible root causes, like the pictures I see and the voices that are going on, and then solutions. So, you know, Louise Hayes did this, yet I refrained from looking at her book when I was finding my own information. I did it very differently. So if you're a fan of Louise Hayes, you'll love this book. And then the last section is about purpose and passion and stepping all the way in. Now, along with the solutions, I referred people to my workbook. So I have a workbook that goes hand in hand if you really want to do the deep dive work. You know, some of it's journaling exercises and some of them are meditations. Everything from how to change limiting beliefs, how to integrate yourself, how to align your body and your being, which is 2 parts that are often out of alignment, and how to step fully into your life purpose.
I love it. I mean,
it's on sale at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Absolutely. Everybody needs to get that. I mean, you know, our balancing systems. I mean, who'd want to know about that? Well, everyone, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And also it talks at the beginning, it talks about when our balancing systems are off, how to get them back together, how to get them aligned, how to get the information from your heart, how to access your higher self. This is where we need to get the answers from within, really.
Well, this book is going to be a breakthrough. I can't wait to see it, you know, number one on Amazon right away. I'll be helping you with that. And So what a brilliant, you know, introduction to our own future, if you will, by healing from within.
Hey, let's move on to ancestors.
Okay, so we're talking about my book and the section, I have a big section about ancestral patterns and how those get passed on through the generations. There's a word I use in my book called memes. And these are traits such as inability to find love or scarcity feeling or shame or anxiety, you know. So these patterns are passed on through the generations. And also in my book, I really talk about how certain patterns cause physical ailments. More about that later. But for instance, we have these patterns, all emotions respond in a physiological way in our body. You know, for instance, the feeling of, oh, I did it wrong again. That's like a punch in the stomach, you know? And so we'll contract those muscles right there. Or fear of, I think all anxiety stems from our earliest ancestral years, you know, fear of running from the tiger, you know, fear of being killed by the invaders, fear of all the wars. And so we hold that in our chest. So these patterns, as they get passed on, we mirror our parents automatically. A baby instantly learns to mirror her parents or his parents. And along with that mirroring comes thinking the same beliefs and having the same physiological patterns in the body. Now, this is a really edgy topic, which we don't have to get into too much, but, you know, we talk about how things are hereditary or genetic. You know, we have genetic traits towards cancer. But as I'm writing this book, I'm thinking, well, wait, is it really that we have a genetic trait, or do we just have the same physiological patterns and the same beliefs that we inherited from previous generations? Now, that's a big, open for debate kind of topic. So another few points about this is traits could skip a generation. Like, I definitely inherited a lot more of the shame and the feeling like unimportant from my grandma, which my mother never had. Okay. So oftentimes when we're working with people who have pain states and it doesn't make sense, you know, they'll go to the doctor and the doctors won't find anything. They'll do a million tests. Then there's something at a deeper level that's going on in the body. The deeper level could be many different things. On one level, it could be ancestral patterns. On another level, it could be things that we're holding onto our youth and our childhood, that we just like parts of ourselves maybe that we've discarded or gotten rid of, such as the parts of ourselves who feel unworthy or unwanted. You know, feelings like that will result in diagnosis and disease over time. And it could result in things from past lives. But let's reframe talking about past lives in this conversation.
Well, I don't know. We might want to do that because, you know, once again, it's the purpose of this platform is really to open up the conversation and the awareness of all things that are possible and, you know, give it some legitimacy. And let's talk about, you know, how these ancestral memes, you know, how they are actually transferred. And I will help with a little context of that. As far as our genetics are concerned, because we can blame our ancestors for some of the ailments that we have today. And I'll position it scientifically, but I also want you to give us your more metaphysical explanation, because I think that's important. But when we look at our genetic, you know, framework, I mean, we have, what was it, 22,000 genes, but there's a similarity with the Anopheles fly. It's really close. And so that doesn't explain, you know, how a human is so different from the fly. And that's because we have those 2 million switches. And so now there's almost an infinite number of possibilities of how those genes are being expressed by opening or closing those genes. So are switching them on or switching them off. And that's why we have so many, you know, differences between species and within species. And so what does that mean? Whatever lifestyle choices your grandfather, grandmother chose affects their genes today, and they get carried on to the next generation. So that's the scientific basis, which is absolute fact. But now let's go into the less factoids of metaphysics and explain to us, you know, how those memes are actually carried over. Because, you know, if we're, you know, mirroring our parents, it's got to come from somewhere. And besides that, if you look at, you know, patterns of how, you know, birds migrate, I mean, they don't exactly talk to each other.
Exactly. Yeah. That's a great example of what is known as the morphogenic field. The morphogenic field is all of your DNA, your cells, your every aspect of you that is communicated in an energetic field. Everything is energy. So just you and I being here together, there is a field that we're creating between the two of us. Every time I do a lot of group programs and there is a rarefied field that's created. And the only way I could really describe it is by in the terms of morphogenic field. Rupert Sheldrake first talked about that, and actually Darwin talked about this as well. That's where this topic originated. And now it's well-researched. It's well-evidenced. So all you have to do is Google search it. There's some work that's done called a therapy work called Family Constellations that really helps to change the field, the energy in the field. All it takes is one person. Every person has a powerful effect on the field. Like if I just all of a sudden started yelling at you right now, our field would be completely broken and it would be completely shifted. If somebody in the field has shame because they're gay and they're rejected by the whole family is going to feel that field, and everybody is subconsciously going to feel some sort of suffering, and the suffering is going to be passed on downstream. So all suffering gets passed downstream. And then the kid comes in and they're holding a whole bunch, the good, the bad, and ugly. So I'm not saying that all the bad, they only inherit the bad, they inherit the good as well. This is all part of the field. Now, the really amazing thing that my book speaks to a bit is we all have the possibility of shifting the field. Just by thinking one positive thought is one way you could actually shift the field. And then the thought has a rippling effect to all the people around you and everybody in your family. Now there's fields created with like people in your school, people in your community, people in your neighborhood. There's all different fields, but nothing is stronger than the field of your family, your biological place where you were born into. And if you're adopted, there's two fields then. There's a their field that you live with, but the field that you were born into is still a very powerful field. And even though some people never have met their parents, or maybe they were adopted at the age of one, they'll have remarkable similarities and characteristics, behavior patterns, such as maybe having the same amount of children, or maybe the same amount of divorces, or having the same pattern with difficulty with men. And this is because of the field phenomena. It's an amazing topic. Now, I'm also going to throw in here a little gift. We started off talking about past lives. And in my book, at the 11th hour, I decided to take out all the information I wrote on past lives. But I'm going to offer that for your audience. If anybody wants the information that I wrote on past lives, go ahead and shoot me an email. This is actually the first time I'm offering it. If anybody shoots me an email, I'll go ahead and just share a PDF of it as well.
Now, and which email would that be, so people can do it?
Yeah, it's my same as my website, sharaogin.com. I'll spell it sharaogin@gmail.com. And that's my website, is sharaogin.com.
Great. Awesome. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about, you know, past lives, because, you know, my background is science and knowledge and facts and factoids and all that stuff. And quite frankly, I never believed or wanted to. Well, actually, let me phrase it. I wanted to believe it, but because of the culture that I grew up in, I was told not to believe it. But fortunately, I had a mom that believed in that kind of stuff. And so I trusted my mom's, you know, intuition, and ultimately came to terms with it as I had my own experiences of past lives. So share with us, and we have about 5 more minutes.
So here's a really cool thing about past lives, is whether you believe it or not, when you access the past life and get the information, things shift regardless, okay? Yeah. So sometimes when I'm doing past life readings and I take people through past life regression sessions as well, it doesn't matter. You don't have to get in your head about, is this information true or not? It doesn't matter. It's super crazy. When I do readings on people and say I'm doing it specifically on something around their pain, and then I want to know the root of it, you know, I'll go back, their pain will literally go away. Like, is that not evidence enough that something has moved out of their field?
Yep.
It's crazy.
You know, and I think just having that openness, you know, to explore areas that seem so weird or foreign to us. But they're only weird and foreign to us because, you know, we haven't met anybody who was an authority in that area to allow us to believe in that. So in essence, really, you know, we're the full summation of all the beliefs that we've acquired over time.
Yeah.
And then we have to ask ourselves, well, you know, if I'm, you know, so fulfilled and joyous and actualized, that's the word I'm looking for, you know, then that means that, you know, I've come to terms with everything that's happened in my life, and I have a perspective of life that is positive and generative. But if you're not that, then something's getting in the way. And so having that openness to kind of look at, okay, what is it, what's out there that could potentially make a shift in my life? And that's all the things that you offer. I offer that as well, from a coaching perspective. And I've done some energy healing as well, but my focus isn't on that, because I know people like Shara Ogin are you know, grand masters in that, and will help you much more than I ever will. But the point of the matter is that finding people like you to get the help and the new knowledge so that we can make the change.
So one of my main focuses on working with people, and I think why people really come to me, even though they may not say that's why they come to me, is because they want to end patterns that have been going on again and again and again. Patterns around attracting unavailable men, or patterns with your family. I call these karmic patterns, because they've been going on for a very, very long time. And perhaps we've done some interpersonal work, but they still persist. So for instance, yesterday I was working with somebody on she was always the blunt of blame, like in her family, you know, she had someone who died in the family, and there was some blame, and she just always felt this guilt and shame, like her entire life. And I you know, there is a root of it in this lifetime. So actually when I'm working with her, I figure out where it really deeply originated in this lifetime. But also always it's important to go back and find the root before that. Any extreme pattern that you have, or even a belief system that's very strong with inside yourself about like effort, you have to work hard to make money, this stemmed from before you were even born. So there's ancestral, there's past life, and there's childhood. And then we're going through life still living these same patterns, and all of our cells align to all of these thoughts that we're doing with. And then people come to me, and this has been going on their entire life, you know, to actually have something change in one session after your entire life has been thinking and, you know, feeling the certain way. Like for me, my main block in life, and we all have maybe five or six, but maybe we have like one or two main ones. My main one was finding love. Like, you know, you would think, okay, why couldn't I find love? But I literally had never experienced love until the age of 44. Pretty sad, huh? But you know, that was like, I was like this wounded bird. I was like, what is going on? I had to like heal it from all the different levels. It's really profound and deep. Yeah. And so that's actually why I work with so many women on the path to love. I feel like when you really work hard to do something like your full dissertation, you know, you have to learn all about it. Then that informs some of why you're put here on the planet, some of your life purpose.
Yeah. And that was yours. That's awesome. Yeah. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Well, I know you've written this wonderful book that I'm super excited about, Unlocking the Body's Wisdom, Accessing Your Healing Power from Within. Tell us a little bit about that. We have a few more minutes, but okay. I really want people to get a taste of this amazing book that's currently available, because it is going to be life-changing if you read this book and begin to implement its beautiful solutions to change your life.
So all emotions have an effect on our physiological state. That means the way we hold our body, the way our bones approximate and our muscles contract. And when these conditions become chronic enough, like chronic anxiety, chronic fear in the system, our body has to somaticize it. It has to express it. And the way it often expresses it is through the form of pain. So pain is like a beacon call that something within the body is out of balance. So this book is basically a journey to bring yourself back into balance. In the book, I outline, I don't know, maybe 80 different diagnoses, the root cause, like the voices, the beliefs, the pictures I see with the root cause of these diagnoses and possible solutions. Now for the solutions, a lot of those I refer to either my YouTube channel, because I have a lot of free content out there, and also to the workbook that accompanies it. So they go hand in hand. So if you really want to do a deep dive and changing your beliefs, integrating yourself, figuring out your purpose and passion, working through what is really at the root of your pain, then the workbook, get the workbook too.
So today is about purpose. And one of the things that I recognize in a lot of people is that, you know, as a coach, trained in neuro-linguistic programming and done energy healing and all that kind of stuff, is that we all have a compelling future, call it purpose or mission in life. But most people are just simply unaware of it. And so I'd love to hear your perspective of purpose and mission, or purpose and passion, as you put it, in people's lives, and how you help them access that. Because the truth is that, you know, if you're just going to go in the rut of life, you know, you're doing the daily grind, you're doing the thing over and over again, you know, unconscious of what's magnificent about you and what service you can deliver to the world, you're really missing out.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'll just start by saying we all have a unique, individuated purpose here on this planet. Very few of us have fully stepped into it. You know, whatever your job is, that's only part of it. And so I am an empowerment coach for you to step fully into what you're put onto this planet to be doing. Now, often when people come to work with me as an intuitive coach, they have goals and aspirations. You know, I'm always like, what do you want to work on? Where do you want to get to? We create that vision. And I'm like, great. However, then they usually think we're going to just work right on that. But no, because there's often these blocks and barriers that are buried deep in the system that are creating so that it's just not possible at this time. So this is my secret sauce as a clairvoyant and as a coach an intuitive person, I have the ability to go in and see beyond what that person could see. Maybe it's they have two values that are competing against one another, their value towards freedom versus their value towards success. And they could counteract or contradict one another and make it so that the person actually cannot succeed in that. So part of what we're talking about is what this person wants and their desires and what they're meant to be doing on this planet. So all of that we're going to talk about right here. Now, if, you know, let's just say, even if you don't believe in past lives or anything like that, let's just say hypothetically, just stick with me here, even if you don't believe this stuff, that before you come into incarnation, into a physical body, all the spirits are figuring out, well, what is this person meant to be doing on this planet? And say you're meant to be an Olympic athlete or a physician that creates something that a vaccine that heals the world. Now, if it was just like, here, just go on here and here's all the information you need to get there, then life would be easy and there would be no evolution, no contrast and no expansion. Life doesn't work that way. Usually the almighty spirits think, okay, well, what does this person need to learn in order to become that, you know? In order to have a soft, open heart, you know, I needed to learn the journey of having a heart that was very hurt, having a baby, and then getting to this trajectory of opening my heart, which actually was my last little nugget I needed to get inside of myself before I started to really powerfully do the work I'm doing right now in the world. So my point is that it's like turning the rock over. There's like blocks and barriers that are our life journey. We'll call it our negative imprint that we're here to learn the lessons of. And when we learn the lessons, then shazam, it's just right there. You become that award-winning athlete or whatever you're meant to be doing. You know, oftentimes we think we're meant to be doing something, but really in order to get to there, it's really a journey to get to finding whatever this is. Now, here's the important piece. Is that when we don't learn whatever this lesson is before we need to learn to get there, it often presents as pain, ailments, and diagnoses or injuries in your body. So the focus of this book is going into the injuries and what is lying beneath, what's lying underneath. And often, as we go through the journey of healing these chronic conditions or long-time conditions, then as we do that, we actually are stepping into our highest light and our highest purpose. How about that?
I love it. That's, I mean, beautiful. Think about it this way, is that, you know, we have a matrix, you know, and in our minds, if you will, of what our life is supposed to be, or call it a blueprint, if you like. I mean, we have a blueprint of life. And when that blueprint, or when reality, I guess, does not match that blueprint, I mean, we're unhappy. And as a result of that unhappiness, you know, so many things happen and we all fall apart and our body falls apart and our mind falls apart and, you know, how we interact with the world around us falls apart. You know, there's a great phrase that I love, is that what's wrong is always available and so is what's right. And as per Viktor Frankl saying, you know, the last freedom of man is the freedom to choose how you feel in any given moment. And so that's the whole point. We've got this choice that we should want to exert so that we can become that best version of ourselves in the greatest of service to the world around us. And that's then our purpose, is it not?
Mm-hmm. It could be, yeah.
You know, so I mean, well, but it manifests itself in all the different ways, right? As an athlete or an astronaut or whatever. But you see, in my world, my perspective is, you know, we want to be that best version of ourselves so that we can fulfill that karmic, you know, responsibility, is that what you call it?
Mm-hmm. You could call it that. I've never used that term, but our soul's journey, let's call it. Okay. Here's a perspective for you. We all have hardships, whether you're abused as a child or raped or living in poverty. We all have our own personal journey, you know.
Or living in wealth. That could be a thing.
Yeah, wealth could be your journey. Whatever it is, we could look back and take the victim hat and be like, oh, poor me, you know, this is going on. Or we could put on a different perspective and understand like why we have been given these cards. So I'm just going to kind of probably jump to where I should be talking about in the end. So in my, I have a workbook. So it's a book and a workbook. In the workbook, the very like grand finale exercise is the life purpose exercise. In that, and you could actually just think about this right now, I have people list, what are your greatest hardships in your life? You know, so the things like I just mentioned, okay? And then you have to take a perspective, step back. And sometimes it actually helps to do this with a partner to understand the why. So I do this with clients. I'm trying to understand why this happened. And then I have a, like, it's like an 8-step process for how they go into journaling exercise. And then at the very end, I have them imagine, who would you be if this thing was overcome? You know, the wounding you've had from all the rapes and being abused as a child. If you healed from that, then what would that look and feel like, right? Okay, just imagine anybody. It's good to think of a specific example for this one. And then, wow, and now there they are in that light, the freedom. They could actually open the heart. They could actually allow intimacy in again, for instance. And then in that place, then what could they be doing, you know? And then it's so much easier to imagine what this purpose, this person could be doing out there in the world, whether it's how they interact with their family, how they interact with people on the outside, and what career they actually step into.
I mean, it's really the story of the hero's journey, right? It's overcoming the challenges and the obstacles.
Yeah.
You know, slaying the dragon. And unfortunately, as most people see it, I mean, they feel that that's the end of it. No, the end of it is you coming back to your community and sharing that wisdom and making a difference for others so that, you know, getting them the tools and resources to overcome these things, you know, as well, perhaps more easily. But you're right. I mean, for us to expand, for us to evolve, I mean, we have to meet this tension. You know, without tension in life, I mean, we become complacent. I mean, we actually kind of wither away. So the truth is...
Well, here's the cool thing. This is really important. That when you are doing it, you know, that... for instance, your purpose, when you're living that, it then comes easy. You know what I mean? Like, think about like Olympic athletes and, you know, as a like skier, for instance, I'm a skier. Oh, I'm working so hard. And you're thinking they must be working so hard, but no, they are working hard, but it's actually just like, you know, people who are rocking it in their business and doing really well. No, it's actually easier because they're, it just comes naturally when you're just in your joie de vivre, your flow, your natural flow.
Yeah, until the next mission shows up.
Constant.
That's hard again.
Desire. And you know what? The nature of desire is when there's something you really want. Like, for instance, getting this book done, for instance, oh my God, it was supposed to be launched like months ago. One wall comes down and then another wall and then another wall. And then Amazon rejected and then they rejected and they rejected it again. It's like, boom, just another wall. And so it's like this fighting, like, and then there it is, you know? So yes, that's the nature of desire.
Well, tell us
really want it.
The inspiration behind the book and the journey of your book, because I know there's people out there that are, you know, thinking about writing their own book. And so to share with us your journey, and I'll share a little bit with mine.
It's been really a 4-year journey on writing this book, and one that's taken me a way longer time than I actually really wanted to spend towards this book, but. One of my impetuses for writing this book is when I was working with people, like as a coach and an intuitive, I would do a reading on them or even do a Feldenkrais session on them and their pain would go away. Mm-hmm. So as I release the physiological state from the somatic work I do or the emotional state through either a coaching session or a coaching session that goes really in there and deep, maybe it's NLP and other things, or a psychic session, their pain would literally almost go away. And so I have one client, for instance, with Lyme disease, and she feels like she can't get a job because of her pain. But I'm like, but if your pain goes away almost after every session, then how could that be true? And maybe we could figure out some ways for you to instill some of these practices that we're doing right here so that it lasts longer and then you could do more. We form an identity around pain when we've been in pain for a very long time. So it actually, this is one of the exercises in the workbook too. In order to break through pain, you actually have to change everything about you. Yep. You have to change an identity. And when you change your identity, that's really uncomfortable.
Yep. And that is so true. And that's one thing that you and I have learned, you know, through the years of coaching, that nothing changes until the identity changes. And that's where we need people, you know, brilliant people like yourself, to help people understand the possibility and how actually easy it is to change the identity. Doesn't mean you deny or ignore you know, everything that was in the past. I mean, all of that has helped you get to where you are today. And quite frankly, you know, people who understand this will say, you know, the worst times have become the best times because they were the teachers and the mentors to where they are today and the successes that they are today. You know, when you look at any really successful business, you'll find out, you know, that all the failures and challenges and trials and tribulations they've had throughout that process. I'm sure you've had the same thing with your book. I mean, it's interesting. I had the same thing with mine. You know, it took me a year to write my book. It's a little different than yours. It's about habits and where I teach people about or introduce 52 different habits for people. And they try one new one every single week that will absolutely transform their lives. Kind of in the same, you know, way, kind of the same kind of work that you're doing, but doing it more, I would say, somatically, if you will. So, okay, start doing these things and your life is going to change. And you're doing that deep dive. But the same thing, I have this training program for, you know, doctors in regenerative medicine. And I thought, oh my gosh, this is going to be really easy. I'm going to do it with a couple of months. Well, I'm still 12 months into it and I haven't quite finished, but it's there. And so the point is that, you know, as I like to put it in referring to one of the Greek philosophers, Seneca, is that it's not that we fear that things are difficult. We should fear that they're not difficult enough. And it's exactly that. You know, that's your soul journey, overcoming these challenges. That's why you're put here on earth, so that you can expand and help others. Well, I really want to thank you for today, Sharon. I mean, your work is absolutely brilliant. And what I love about what you've done, and in a sense, it's a similar journey to mine, is that you've brought a lot of different dimensions together.
Yeah.
So that you can really, you know, find a beautiful, you know, matrix, using that word again, matrix, to help people understand where they're at and what position they are in their life right now and how to make those transformations by recognizing all the different elements and all the connecting the dots and see where you can, you know, interject so that you can help them transform. And what's important for people to understand with the work that she does, you know, she just shows you the way. You know, you're the one that actually ends up doing the work. So it's no kind of crazy medicine, you know, that you have no control over. It's where she helps you see the truth and helps you to heal from within. So I'd like to give you the last word for today.
Okay. Well, so one of the points of my book is that you could heal your ailments or pain or wherever you're off balance through the physiological body. Literally, just all of you right now could just, you know, bring your shoulders back. You know, they're a little bit more than that. You want it so that it changes at a subcortical level, but also at the emotional psychosocial level. So we want the integration of both for a person to fully come back into alignment and balance. One of my specialties as a psychic coach is to actually see precisely what it is, what layer of the system is blocking a person from being their highest and full self. And then I'm so passionate about helping to clear these blocks and helping a person to step into their fullest potential. So thank you for this time today.
No, thank you so much. And once again, how do people find you?
So my website is sharaogin.com, sharaogin.com. It's my email as well, sharaogin@gmail.com. And my book is located on Amazon and at Barnes & Noble's. And it's also, if you go to my website, you also see.
And the name of the book again is Unlocking the Body's Wisdom, Accessing Your Healing Power from Within. What a great book and what a great resource. Everybody needs to get one. And you know, change your lives. So Sharon, thank you so much again. This has been a delightful experience with you as always. Met you at Burning Man, an incredible event. Just bummed that it didn't happen last year. Hopefully it's going to happen next year. It better happen next year because that is also a transformative place. It's a place of all dimensions coming together and allowing us to have access to where we need to go in our lives. So thank you once again. I'm Dr. Bart Rademacher. This is Prescription for Your Transformation, Real People, Real Conversations, and Real Success, bringing to you the wisdom from all over the world so that you can make the shifts for you, because it's all about what you don't know that you don't know that's going to make all the difference. And talking to people like Sharon and reading her book is what's going to help you. So thank you, and I will be back. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Dr. Rademacher's Prescription for Transformation. Join Dr. Bart Rademacher live right here on StarWorldwideNetworks.com or on demand 24/7.